Hey, Prime members, have you heard? You can listen to your favorite podcasts ad-free? Good news! With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreepodcasts. That's amazon.com/adfreepodcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The minute you're feeling good about yourself, just remember, it's an election year. This uplifting message is brought to you by Rad Radio.
Couple of email follow-ups, RAD at radradio.com. We played the Sounds of Nouns. Get somebody qualified for the Billy Joel draw. I'm going to play Master Movies in about 15 minutes. Your next chance to win today. But we played The Sound of a Place, and this was it.
Now serving 848 at window number 33.
Jen wrote in and said, why did the caller sound so bummed when he correctly guessed DMV? Made me laugh. I think he was feeling what it's like.
Who can say the word DMV in a happy tone?
That's got to be what it was.
I can't even try.
It's impossible.
Dawn added to the bitch at the end there, too, of saying, what DMV was that? They never called numbers that quickly.
Like right after each other? Really?
Andrew wrote in, had a different take. He said, oh, they call the numbers quickly. It's just half the time they repeat the numbers, and the rest of the time it's every number but yours.
Yep.
Every time.
Oh, it sucks when yours is up next and they get that next letter. It's like, say you're in an A category, and you're like, okay, A13 is my number. It's coming up next. And then they go, B34.
It makes
like,
no sense. You think you've gamed the system. So we'll stay with, you have A12 or whatever. And you hear them going like, G1, G2, G3, G4, A1, A2, and they get all the way to A11, and then they go back to H. It's
yes.
just it's
stupid.
And it never gets, oh my God. Oh
and
my
one
God.
Of two things happens for me. When my number finally gets called, I get to my window and they're not ready for me. Okay, I guess you didn't hear my number or you didn't get notice that this is the number or that you're going to have someone else come. Or they act like they've been waiting forever for me to get there. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Did I make you wait? God!
Alan wrote in, RAD at radradio.com, says, I can see it now. The most popular Halloween costume this year will be dressing up like Trump and putting a bunch of fake blood on your right ear.
Oh, my God.
Maybe. Here's the thing. First of all, a couple things. First of all, presidential costumes are always big during the election, whether they're reverential or whether they're making fun of the president. The other thing, though, to remember is it's July 15th.
Yeah.
A week ago, everybody would have said the biggest Halloween costume was going to be the Hachtua girl. Well, she's gone now.
Exactly.
Yeah. No kidding.
Let's see what happens between now and Halloween.
That's why the people that are all conspiracy theory that Trump did this, well, his timing was poor. I mean, you think if you're going to do something like this to get votes, you would do it closer to Election Day.
As stupid
right?
as the theory that Biden's camp is responsible for it to get the idea of him resigning off the front page.
Yep.
Really? I know, yes, we do live in a country that's that insane, but my God.
Yeah, somewhere around the beginning of today's show, there was an emailer that was talking about it sounded like what he was talking about was the sniper that was the one that took out the criminal guy. I don't know, the kid that the assassin.
The would-be assassin.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah. Okay. Would-be assassin. That he was on social media now. Was that correct?
The sniper, okay. The Secret Service sniper, yeah.
Okay. During commercial
and
break,
it's out there. It's a real story. It's out there.
Okay. All right. Maybe you can clear it up because I thought, oh, is he getting it confused with. When I pulled up UK Daily Mail on my phone during commercial break, there is a sniper story on there going around, but it's a former Canadian sniper who's saying he believes the minute he saw the way things look, absolutely that kid had help. Someone within the inner workings had help. There's no way he didn't. So I'm like, oh, was he getting them confused?
No. Well, there's a guy on 4chan, which is a joke of a website, that is claiming to be the Secret Service sniper and has posted that he had the shooter in his sights and that his commander's told him not to shoot, even though and it's gotten so mainstream. I saw earlier this morning Fox News was reporting that it's out there. This is the kind of and look, this is only one of two things, right? This is either absurdly stupid and it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Or what do I always talk about? When our institutions break down, that's when you know we're truly done. And if a Secret Service agent for the United States of America actually posted that, that's another sign of the institutions breaking down. Oof. So either one wins. There's no indication it's legit at this time. But who knows? Everybody wants to believe it, so they will. Speaking of all this, after the shooting at the Trump rally in Pennsylvania on Saturday, a poll was taken where they asked Americans about how united or divided the country is right now. But you have to choose between four choices. Brandon, you get to go first.
Okay.
Would you say that America is very divided, somewhat divided, somewhat united, or very united?
Very divided.
Very divided.
That's how it feels.
That was the first one. Very divided. Yeah. Kyle?
I don't know, because it feels like it's very divided, but when I go out and about, and I know I'm only subject to, you know, the greater Sacramento, Reno area, it feels like everybody seems to be on, like, the same page. We're all just tired of all this crap. So, what were the choices again? Sorry.
Very divided, no. Somewhat divided, somewhat united, or very united?
I'm going to go somewhat united.
I'm going to pull back and say somewhat divided, only because of what Kyle just said there. Because it does feel like when you go out and you're amongst the people, more often than not, everybody is being jovial and wants to be communal. But it's when you get to the media and the internet that it seems very divided.
This is a tough one for me because I agree with all of that. However, the reason it's tough for me right now is the last few years we haven't traveled as much as we have. And usually in my travels is where I would see how wrong the media gets Americans. Because when you get out adventuring out into the slam that we live in, you're like, oh, wow, we all are kind of, there's more of us that are the same. Just the crazies are speaking out. But it does seem like everyone's crazy and so think like I don't even feel like I don't. The thing is if you're in the grocery store and everyone just seems like we're or wherever it is that you're at. Oh, we're all fine. We're on the same page. But if a conversation comes up that you both are divided on, what does it look like then? Are we just having standard conversation and that's why it feels like, no, we're all kind of the same page and we're tired of it? Or there just wasn't a conversation to get you heated because I just don't even see where we agree on anything anymore. So,
It does seem like that reaction is just because we're all so knee-jerk. We're so quick to react instead of thinking things through and being rational instead of just emotional.
If I'm going to go on past travels where it's been a while, where we were traveling a lot around this country, I would answer somewhat united.
Yeah, but how long ago? Because things have changed a lot in the last months, years, etc.
They have. I know.
I feel like people came a little more united as soon as COVID was done. As soon as the mask regulations was over, there wasn't anything to really argue over. I mean, everybody had their choice whether to do it or not, and it wasn't really forced on you. And then some people were, you know, choosing to wear it and not wear it, and it didn't really cause a fight. Like, this isn't really in our daily lives. This is more in our heads and what we talk about amongst people privately, in a sense.
Yeah.
And we don't, because we're on a radio show. We put it on the air and people email in and stuff. But for the most part, when I'm going out and about, you know, I'm not having to show that, I pick a side or it doesn't come up in conversation.
See, when I sit here and I start thinking about my friends who on a daily basis, they're in the world, whether it's with their job that they're around so many people where I feel very insulated in what we do other than the news that Rob will bring us. Otherwise, I could be pretty sheltered. They're in the world on a daily basis and are like doing the things, whether it's within their career or their kids in school. It does seem very divided. So I'm just going to go with that. I'm going to go with the easy one. I'm going to go with because the media makes it appear like we're very divided, which it all could just be a rouge. It feels like we are very divided.
It certainly feels that way. Yeah. But sometimes I think part of the problem, too, for a lot of us is you don't have to be overly absorbed in the media and you don't have to go out to the grocery store. When a story is as big as like the Trump thing, you start to get messages from people, friends, family, and in some, my wife and I were sitting there Saturday. We're like, okay, well, this person's off the list because out of nowhere, you know, there are people who they think it's something to joke about. or they assume that we're going to have the same opinion as them. And so you can, and that can make you feel like the country's divided just because within your own interaction with someone that you know. It's like, really? Now's the time for this joke? Oh, we're turning the picture of Trump's bloody ear into a meme? Oh, that's hysterical.
Wow.
The overwhelming answer was very divided. 57% of people said that the nation is very divided. 23% said somewhat divided. Only 9% said somewhat united. And only 4% said very united.
That's being sheltered.
Those are children. They did break it down by age, but I think they're lying. They didn't tell us they asked a few elementary school kids to get to that 4%.
Yeah.
Those who were most likely to say the country was united are young male adults who lean left and live on the coasts. Very specific. I mean, they really broke it down.
That is. Huh.
So if you're a man under the age of 25 and you live in California or New York or whatever, you are the most likely person to think that we are very united, according to this one little
survey.
Because
you're high and happy.
Yeah.
and real life hasn't kicked in yet. You said under 25?
Yep.
Yeah. You don't know yet.
Little boys.
Same survey, two-thirds of Americans say that this moment, the wake of the Trump assassination attempt, could be a significant turning point in America in terms of us getting united. They are wrong. That's about right. Two-thirds of us want to be optimistic and believe we're going to come together. We're not. It's already happening.
It barely happened, and people were already upset he wasn't gone.
Wasn't Biden.
Yeah, that is so gross.
We're going to play Master Movies right now. We got a free one-month membership to Rad TV, members.radradio.com. You're going to be qualified for the grand prize drawing Monday morning, July 29th, to get a pair of tickets to see Billy Joel in Las Vegas Saturday night, November 9th. You get round-trip airfare for two, a two-night hotel stay, and on the morning of the concert, you're going to have brunch with Dawn, me, and our spouses. We're going to play you a clip from a movie. You have to tell us the movie it's from, and you win. Caller 18 guesses first, then 19, then 20, and if nobody knows the movie,
we all just get along.
No winner.
We need a winner.
888-989-9811 for Master of Movies.
Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn. The Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn Show.